Jesse sat across from Bill at a Starbucks a block from the church. A few of the other people from the meeting were there as well. But there were no group hugs, and no one had suggested they all sit together. Jesse was relieved they hadn't. Togetherness wasn't his comfort zone. The meetings were one thing. He didn't like the concept, but he understood the value. He didn't even like press conferences. But Jesse's preference was always one-on-one or solitude. Bill slid a business card across the table. "That's my cell number on the back. You don't know me from Adam, but just in case you need someone to call before you find a regular sponsor, anytime, day or night, weekend or holiday, you need to talk, you call me. We'll get you through it." Jesse said, "Thanks." "Why don't you give me your number?" Bill said. "Just so I can check in on you if I don't see you at a meeting or if I haven't heard from you. It can be easy to slip early on." Jesse didn't hesitate and wrote his cell number on the back of a napkin. They exchanged some small talk and both seemed happy to get away from talk of alcohol-induced self-destruction. Then Bill U-turned. "Remember what I said about romance between..."
"I remember. Why do you mention it?"
"Because Callie is a beautiful woman, and just be careful is all. Now I'll shut up about that." But before Jesse could say another word, his cell buzzed in his pocket. Paradise PD flashed on the screen. He excused himself and walked onto the street. A light rain had started to fall, and he turned up his collar.
"Jesse, you there?"
It was Gabe Weathers who was on the desk.
"Uh-huh. There's trouble."
"What kind?"
"Your old house. Someone burned a cross on the front lawn."
"Anybody hurt?"
"No, but the family's pretty badly shaken. I'll be there in a half hour."
Jesse hung up, signaled to Bill through the window that he had to go, and waved goodbye.